Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building one of the quickest ways to give a drum and bass drop that proper rewind-worthy, old-school jungle energy, a Hoover stab sequence. Now, even though we're making a synth hook, we're treating it like a vocal-style element. Think of it like a chant, a shout, or a chopped phrase that answers the drums. That's the mindset here. We want something short, memorable, and aggressive enough to cut through the break and the bass without getting in the way. First, set the scene in Ableton Live 12. Aim for a tempo around 170 to 174 BPM. That's right in the pocket for jungle and old school DNB. Build a simple drop context with three tracks: drums, bass, and stab. Keep it basic at first. A kick, a snare, maybe a breakbeat, and a sub is enough. The point is to hear how the Hoover sits in the actual groove, because solo synth sounds can be very misleading. Now let's design the Hoover itself. The easiest beginner-friendly starting point is Waveeatable. You can also use analog, but Waveeatable gives you a lot of control without getting too confusing. Start with two saw waves, one slightly detuned from the other. Use a little unison, maybe 2 to 4 voices, and keep the detune moderate. You want width and movement, but not so much that it turns into a blurry cloud. Shape the amp envelope so it hits like a stab, not a pad. Keep the attack very fast, the decay fairly short, the sustain low, and the release short as well. A good starting point is basically instant attack, a decay of a couple hundred milliseconds, very low sustain, and just enough release to avoid clicks. If the sound hangs too long, it'll fight the snare and the sub. Then add a few stock effects. Start with saturator for a bit of attitude. You don't need loads of drive, just enough to bring out the harmonics and help the stab cut through. After that, use auto filter so you can animate the sound later. If you want a little space, add a touch of echo or reverb, but keep both very subtle. The Hoover should stay punchy and focused. Now program the MIDI like a hook, not like a chord exercise. This is important. The strongest beginner results usually come from fewer notes and better rhythm. You do not need a busy melody. In fact, a small phrase with 3 to 5 hits can be more powerful than a complicated sequence. Think in call and response. The drums ask the question, and the Hoover answers. A good starting idea is to place stabs between the snare hits or on off beats. Leave space. Let the silence do some of the work. In DNB, that space is what makes the hit feel bigger. For the notes themselves, stay simple and dark. Use a minor triad or a power chord style shape. Keep the notes within a narrow range, around 1 octave. Try root, minor third, and fifth as your core material. If you want a little extra tension, change one note by a semitone on the last hit of the phrase. That tiny twist can make the whole loop feel more alive. Next, give it some groove. This is where a lot of beginners miss the magic. If your stab is perfectly on the grid, it can feel stiff. Try a light swing groove from Ableton's groove pool, or manually nudge 1 or 2 notes slightly off grid. Keep it subtle. We're not trying to wreck the timing. Just give it a bit of human movement. A tiny push before the snare can create real tension. Now let's mix it so it sits properly. Use EQ8 to clear out the low end. A gentle high pass around 120 to 200 Hz is often enough, depending on the sound. That keeps the sub clean and lets the bass own the bottom. If the stab is harsh, look for ugly resonances in the upper mids and tame them a little. Then use utility if you need to control width. Keep the low end centered and mono. In drum and bass, that center space is sacred. At this point, automation is your best friend. A static Hoover can work, but a moving Hoover feels like a real drop feature. Automate the filter cutoff so the sound opens up over a few bars. You can also move the resonance a little, or briefly increase reverb at the end of a phrase. Just don't overdo it. Small changes often sound more professional than dramatic ones. A really good beginner trick is to make 2 versions of the hook. One version should be clean, tight, and controlled. The other can be a bit rougher, dirtier, or more aggressive. Use the clean one in the main groove and the dirtier one for a drop variation or a bigger moment. That way you're not relying on one static loop. Once you've got a phrase you like, resample it. This is a big part of that old-school jungle feel. Record the stab sequence onto audio, then chop it if needed. Once it's audio, you can reverse one hit, shorten a tail, or create little edits that would be harder to do in MIDI. Resampling also commits the sound, which often makes it feel more intentional and more powerful. Now think about arrangement. Don't just drop the Hoover in and leave it there for the whole track. Treat it like a featured moment. Bring it in filtered or darker at first, then open it up on the repeat. Maybe remove it for one bar to create tension, then bring it back harder. That kind of structure is what makes listeners feel the urge to rewind. They hear the phrase, they wait for it, and when it returns with a variation, It lands even harder. A classic approach is a four-bar statement, followed by a four-bar answer. In the second half, change one note, shift one hit up an octave, or alter the rhythm slightly. You do not need a huge melodic overhaul. Just one small variation can keep the loop feeling fresh. If the mix starts to feel crowded, simplify before you add more processing. That's one of the biggest lessons here. In DNB, a cleaner sequence often feels heavier than a louder one. If the kick and snare disappear, or the sub loses power, the Hoover is probably taking up too much space. Reduce the note count, shorten the decay, or back off the width before you reach for more plugins. A few quick pro tips before we wrap up. If you want more character, try a second oscillator an octave lower, but keep it quiet. If you want a more ravey, horn-like edge, try a bandpass filter. If the sound feels too clean, a little extra saturation or very mild bit reduction can rough it up, but keep it tasteful. And if you really want that focal style vibe, layer in a quiet vocal chop or spoken one-shot under the Hoover. That can make the whole thing feel like a call sign. Here's a simple practice challenge. Set Ableton to 174 BPM. Load a drum pattern or breakbeat. Make a Hoover with wave-eatable and a short envelope. Write a two-bar phrase using no more than 5 hits. Duplicate it to 4 bars and change one note in the second half. Add EQ to clear the low end. Add a touch of saturator and automate the filter so it opens up. Then resample the result and try reversing the last hit for a transition. If you do that, you'll end up with more than just a synth sound. You'll have a proper DNB hook element, something that can sit over drums and sub and give your drop that classic old school, rewind-worthy energy. That's the goal. Keep it short, keep it rhythmic, keep it memorable, and let the Hoover speak like a character in the track.